Forget about this. This is for interest only.
Podcast, an all-star commentary podcast, with all your favourites brought back for one final time. It's bulging at the seams, a fanboy's perfect dream. Squeeze, squeeze. Podcast, an all-star commentary podcast. We've called up many fans from right across the globe, and got Ian Levine to film a scene in stockings and a basque with Sutex mask. A podcast.
Things have gone too far in season 17 shows. Daft plots and silly ideas hit an all-time low. The show's at a crossroads, we need a firm hand. So Barry tells John, I've got just a plan. Someone who's writing is sure to enthrall. Think that there's really just one man we can call. Christopher Bid needs writing, bringing in science. Christopher Bid needs writing, adding the logic. Christopher Bid needs writing, making it boring.
Making it boring.
Christopher Bid needs writing. You don't need no toys or any gimmicks here. He'll ditch that screwdriver, you can have no fear.
Ooh-wee-oo.
All you wanted was fun, but you're getting his leer. Writing, rewriting, it's never first draft. Honing the script is the core of his craft. Taking his time just to hammer out all the joy. Christopher Bid needs writing, bringing in science. Christopher Bid needs writing, adding the logic. Christopher Bid needs writing, making it boring.
Making it boring.
Christopher Bid needs writing.
We were spending a lot more time trying to make the stories really, really good, strong stories, and the characters good, strong characters. It was a completely different take on the show.
It might not be silly, but at least it's all fact. Delivered to you with some poison panache. So why are you left depressed and weary? Like you sat a paper on complex string theory. Christopher Bid needs writing, bringing in science. Christopher Bid needs writing, adding the logic. Christopher Bid needs writing, making it boring.
Making it boring.
Christopher Bid needs writing. Christopher Bid needs ranting, lecturing writers. Christopher Bid needs crazy, flooding the TARDIS. Christopher Bid needs writing, making it boring.
Making it boring.
Christopher Bid needs writing.
Who were you and just what did you do? So obscure. Came from nowhere to write Doctor Who. Never scripted before, you were brand new to this. Not sure what they saw, there was something amiss.
You couldn't have wrote a single damn scene for the man in that coat and the girl who could scream all amour. Did you write every word of the script so unsure? Did Levine tell you to stay tight-lipped? He claims he did more than just vent his fat spleen. Our savior for sure was not at the canteen. He wrote all the lines, kept the whole thing afloat. Even did all designs on his show what he wrote. All amour. So Levine really wrote it, it's true. Bid adieu. Before he makes his mind up too soon. But in his own head, he's still writing the show. In Cardiff they find it's easy to say no to every idea he dares to suggest. They respond with cheers and shrieks and hoots and screams of laughter.
A big oblong sticker, withdrawn, deaccessioned and junked. Deaccessioned and junked. Deaccessioned and junked. 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 Junked.
All amour. You are now just a footnote, it seems, so demure. At least you've not gone to extremes. All amour. You have gone, but you're stuck with Levine to cost sure. Bouncing off his forum like a queen. All amour.
Junked. 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 Junked.
Welcome to the unmistakable sound of Tachyon TV.
Someone who really cares about the Nightmare Fair. Your own personal Pixley.
12 unforgettable songs with a Tachyon twist.
Here comes the gong. Here comes the gong, and I say it looks shite.
From the label that brought you, Ian Levine remixes John Levine, and Katie Manning sings Einstürzende Neubauten.
Stand under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, A. A, A, your question mark umbrella, Ella, Ella, A, A, with Professor Keller, Ella,
Tachyon
Ella,
TV,
A,
the
A,
album,
A, is really quite a fella, Ella,
available
Ella,
on a, long playing a, vinyl and a, cassette a, from KTEL.
Don't stop me now, my name's Professor Zaroff, I'm having a ball, don't stop me now, if you want to kill a fish, man. Just give me a call.
On sale now in selected branches of Zabby.
Don't stop me now.
I'm just a war machine. Votan's a nasty fiend. Give me a fist or three. And I'm fine.
Tachyon TV, the album.
Barusa, 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 yeah, yeah.
Only while stocks last.
Barusa, 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 yeah, yeah. Fanboys on the streets of Cardiff, Ming-mongs at the gates of the upper boat. They wonder to themselves, can whoever be the same again? Those Hinchcliffe days that they rewatch, they burn with rage and ire. Their hopes may rest with Steve Moffat, but oh my dears, you're not safe with him. So you turn back to the Zygons and Sutek. And there's madness in the scripts from Cardiff, messianic imagery. There's nothing left to do. the studio. Get rid of our TD, because the stories he continually writes say nothing of traditional continuity. Get rid of our TD, because the stories he continually writes have fart gags, campery and whimsy, unfortunate levels of humour. Hang our TD, hang our TD, hang our TD. Hang our TD, hang our TD, hang our TD. Hang our TD, hang our TD, hang our TD. Gay agenda, farting monsters, farting monsters. Hang our TD, hang our TD, hang our TD. Casting soap stars, frothy nonsense, frothy nonsense, frothy nonsense, frothy nonsense, frothy nonsense.
I can see that the singing lessons from John Barrowman didn't go to waste.
Ow! Ooh. Ow!
Are you alright, John?
Oh, it's just my arthritis playing up. Ow!
Oh, let me rub your back for you.
Ooh!
Listen, some of the exciting news are going around at the moment about Torchwood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ooh. They're going to America. Torchwood in America. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I know. That sounds an odd idea.
Ooh! Super ratings. Coast to coast. Easy to get. Crap on air.
Ow!
In a transcontinental downturn. Just sell an old idea. What's the big deal?
But there's no masturbation.
That's too far.
But somewhere on the way,
you might work with Terry Garr.
Ow!
Torchwood in America.
Ooh! Ow! I don't lie. Fox TV station.
Torchwood in America.
Ooh! Cam Sci-Fi. Across the nation.
Torchwood in America.
Got to have a big invasion.
Rubber bass.
So, what do you think we can expect from this new American version of Torchwood, John?
Ooh, anything in the kitchen sink.
Same tact. Jack's back. Many hours of real trash. It's not HBO. To keep on running true, some things will have to go.
Ooh, there's no orgasms, no date rape, and no felching, or an alien hope.
They may have to walk a fine line, but everybody's working overtime. Torchwood in America.
Ow! I don't lie. Fox TV station.
Torchwood in America.
Brand to brand, across the nation.
Ooh! Torchwood in America.
Got to have a big invasion.
Jack lives in America.
Ooh, down a bit. Ooh! Ow!
Jack lives in America.
Wait a minute. Ow!
They tried to make me star in Torchwood. I said no, no, no. You know it's fairly bad and aimed at teenage lads, so no, no, no. I think it's a crime, but my agent says it's fine. So I'll send him right along to Torchwood, cause I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be unemployed or dancing naked with Clement Freud. I'm much better than that show. I'd really have to reach an all-new low, losing all my self-belief. Better than giving Owen oral. They tried to make me star in Torchwood. I said no, no, no. You know it's fairly bad and aimed at teenage lads, so no, no, no.
I think it's a crime, but my agent says it's fine. So I'll send him right along to Torchwood, cause I won't go. I would never live it down. People would see me as a circus clown. If I'd taken his advice, I'd need more than one contraceptive device. I wouldn't want to catch any pox, cause I'd have to share some scenes with Jack and Yen.
They tried to make me star in Torchwood. I said no.
You know it's fairly bad and named the teenage lad, so no. If I could pick and choose, I'd want to do something with Tom Cruise. But I'm not all that good, so as long as it is understood, I'll star in your stupid show. If I don't have to suck on Wednesday.
They tried to make me star in Torchwood. I said no.
You know it's fairly bad and aimed at teenage lads, so no. I think it's a crime, but my agent says it's fine. So I'll send him right along to Torchwood. I won't go.
I closed my eyes.
Called up my agent.
Oh.
And in an instant, got a job to do.
He had for me.
A slot on Countdown.
Then there's that show.
Well, sci-fi genre. It's not high drama, but any show will do. I can't go on, I'm everywhere. Even God's begun to despair. The tests start fading into darkness. I was still on screen.
I'll show you how to work your big ring then, don't worry.
Talk to the hand because the wrist is piss.
I'd be a strangely charmed top and bottom.
Let's have a gay off. Ready, lips first, hands on the table, and go.
I think I'd have to have a little bit of everything in me.
High on a hill with a great big dildo.
The show on ice, the weakest link. My rising stars starting to sink. The death blood sound is all around me. Need to cut right back. May I return to my first booking.
alive and kicking was all that I knew. At least back then,
at least back then,
I had some free time. But is it such a crime that any show will?
Any show.
I mean, any show.
Absolutely.
You name it.
What will you do?
Watercolour challenge.
Wow.
Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, what a lovely song.
But maybe we should take a moment to think about David Tennant, the 10th Doctor, and his triumphal progress over the last few years.
Oh, do we have to?
Oh, you've always been a bit funny about Tennant, haven't you, Neil?
Hmm.
I heard there was a special role that David played, and it pleased the proles. But Neil, you don't really care for Tennant, do you?
Not really, no.
Well, it goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor baker, and the major twit. Now number 10 is leaving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I prefer my doctor to be aloof. I hate it when he plays the goof.
His smiling and his mockney really chewed ya.
It did. It really did. He shocked me with his back-combed hair. He broke my heart and made me despair when from his lips he sang Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. Ray Parker Jr.
Ooh, Ray Parker Jr.
David, I've been here before. I've read the forums and I've been a bore. I used to like McGann before I knew you. I've seen your face on the Radio Times, but burping whilst talking, it's still a crime. But please, oh please, don't cast that bloody Alan Carr.
Bloody Alan Carr.
Could be worse, could be Roseanne Barr.
Or Andrew Marr.
Or even Freddie Starr.
He ate my hamster.
Time when you didn't blow, you were covered in some Sycorax snow, but now you never underplay it, do ya? But remember when you lay in bed, and we all thought that you were dead, and when you woke it was all thanks to a cup of char. A cup of char.
Ooh, lovely.
A cup of char.
Get the kettle on, Damon.
Soup and a sandwich. Biscuits, anyone?
Yeah, two lumps or one.
Ooh, I'm parched.
Ooh.
Garibaldi.
Ooh, blimey. Have you got any Darjeeling?
No.
I want my spoon to stand up in it.
Typhoon.
That's what Barrowman once said to me.
Hello, this is Rob Shearman. You're listening to Tachyon TV, the caring fan website. The one that embraces Doctor Who and gives it a big hard cuddle.
Coming soon from Tachyon TV and the Northampton Repertory Theatre Company, Torchwood the Musical.
Love me or hate me, make your choice, make it quickly. Owen's dead.
He's dead, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead.
Now you can see them in colour on the big stage, closer than ever before. So close, you can feel their fire.
Children everywhere, they're saying lots of weird stuff out of the thin air.
We are coming.
Starts at as a lark. Across the world, the kids are stopping in the park.
We are here.
And here we go again. We know the score, we know the end.
We know what this means. They took some kids before and now they're back to get some more. We know what that means. 4, 5, 6. Take our kids and leave us.
Just take 10%.
Like we promise, no regrets. 4, 5, 6.
It's a big decision.
You know what to do.
Send the kids who fail at school.
4, 5, 6.
It's Torchwood, the musical.
Silly, silly, silly. It's so silly in the Torchwood Hub. Silly, silly, silly. Take a billy. I've forgotten the words.
From the same people who brought you Fury from the Deep on Ice.
You are an alien sex gas hanging round in Cardiff, having sex in clubs, coming, having fun.
Can't believe it's still day one.
Featuring unforgettable performances of The Day Before You Came, So Hard You Didn't Know Where You Were, The Weevil Takes It All, and Gimme Gimme Gimme, A Stopwatch After Midnight.
There was poison in the air that night. The odds were shite for Yanto. We were dying there, yes, you and me. No more coffee for Yanto. Though he never thought that he could lose, there's no regret. If he had to do the same again, he would, my friend, Oyanto.
Book early to avoid disappointment.
Because the box office closes after lunch.
But you know what? I reckon we'll miss RTD when he goes.
Yeah, 6 months from now, we'll be calling for his return. You just mark my words. We love the early days, the media were kind. You employed Keith Boak, but we tried not to mind. What the hell did Bad Wolf mean? I never understood. But then again, who cared, because it sounded good. Oh, we were squeeing at the gay agenda, RTD. You're power crazy, but you got the ratings, RTD. Now you're gone. Though I try, I don't like River Song. Steven's wrong. He'll just put Amy Pond in a thong. You seem so far away, now you live in LA. I know you have been seen drinking with Michael Bay. I really hope you make it big. I always knew you would. And keep Torchwood on air, you know you really should. Oh, Russell, hear me, no one can replace the RTD. Your math is zany and your plotting's hazy, RTD.
now you're gone. How can I even try to log on? Now you're gone. Though he tries, Steven's got it all wrong. Oh, you made my day, you blew up Gallifrey RTD. Brought back the master, made the show move faster, RTD. Now you're gone, it's a sad day to be a Mi'kmaq. Now you're gone, though I try, I don't like River Song. Now you're gone, how can I even try to log on? Now you're gone, though he tries, Stephen is going wrong.
Hello, this is Rob Shearman, you're listening to Tachyon TV, the comedy equivalent of Andrew Bixley's Archives.
Right, said Moth, we need a new direction, now old monsters and freedom from the past. Tried to write it, no one really liked it. The shoot was going nowhere, and so we put the Daleks in. And right, said Moff, we need some bigger writers. Get me stopped by Mammoth or Frayne. Tried a few tricks, visited the old Vic. The agents got us nowhere, and so we got Chibnall in. And Piers had a think, and he thought we ought to get a new companion, a traditional companion. So we got a kit off, and it did the trick for Moff. All right, said Moff, what about the Doctor? An older Doctor with gravitas and style.
Hey, beg your pardon, young man.
Had some screen tests, even got to contracts, but the beep said, think of the dough. So Moff said, let's get a cheap fella in, and Piers said, righto. Right, said Moff, we need to change the TARDIS, need more runes to liven up the show. Had to snub it when we saw the budget, and it got us nowhere, and so we put some extra stairs in. Right, said Moff, we need to tone it down, now that fan wank is gonna have to go. Took the vault out, even with the gom out, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a little squee, and Piers had a drink, and he said, look, Moff, I've got a sort of feeling. If we reshoot the first scene with a prayer or two, we could still muddle through. All right, said Moff, let's get back to basics. We need to keep things sweeter up a boat. We brought back Time Lords, wayward casting finales with Tom Copley and all. Then Piers and me had a chat with RTD, who said, told you so. I said to Piers, we'll just make the show like it was with Russell, that's all. Trouble with Moff is, he's too randy. You never get nowhere if you're too randy.